The changes that come in today are changes to the renewable transport fuel obligation scheme and the energy efficiency obligation scheme, but most people have never even heard of those. What it means for real people is that there's going to be about 5 cents a litre more paid for petrol and diesel as a result of government policy since January 1st. And that's coming on the back of a seemingly relentless stream of increases that mean over the last 5 years, just in taxation and compliance costs, the government have added €19 to the price of a tank of fuel. And we think that's too much. We think it's unfair on the Irish motorist, and we think that the government needs to have a long, hard look at that.
We're here in Donegal in a border county, and I'm at this game long enough to remember a time when there were very few filling stations on the border because petrol and diesel were cheaper across the border in Northern Ireland. Things changed, and for a fair few years there, people from Northern Ireland were flocking over to the Republic because the fuel was cheaper on this side. Now it seems that's reversing. Can you foresee a situation where once again border petrol stations are going to be in serious trouble and people are going to be crossing over to Derry, Tyrone and Fermanagh to get their fuel?
That's already happening. As a result now of this latest price increase, you could see as much as 30 cent per litre difference north and south of the border. And what that means is that forecourts close to the border on the southern side are really struggling, and some have already begun to close. And, you know, you and I know that a forecourt in rural Ireland is not the same as a forecourt in Dublin City. It's the forecourt is not just where you get your petrol and diesel. It might also be where people go and collect their pension from a post office. It may be where dry cleaning gets done. It may be where, you know, kind of older people go and get a plated meal for their dinner. You know, it's a community hub. It may, in some places, be the only retail operation in a village. So the forecourt is about much more than just petrol and diesel, but this price differential, which is driven absolutely by government policy, high taxation, is actually making it really, really difficult for those businesses to survive. And that's one of the reasons why the government has to have another look at how it's taxing fuel.
Kevin, thank you very much indeed.